是绕口号，绕口号是随便一个人别一个人没有没有那个东西是那个外外面那个别人不是那个位置 The answer is briefly for change Big Finish The Machlekes is only in case of vision The Constitution cannot be Balkov But by Gershing the Gershing will also agree that unsystematic Why will the Gershing even the Gershing will agree that unsystematic by Gershing In other words Suppose you need to get Gershing and he says Hareyat Mitreshes in Ove come essentially just the reverse you know of the case in Subis in Lod Ove in the conversation in Ove in the conversation this the Ove come if an Iman Chesia come essentially and then he wanted to come he left down And then he wanted to come back, and he couldn't get a plane. Couldn't get a plane, there was a strike. Couldn't get a plane. So even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that Unsis Gemandovi, then she's with us. Why? Because everybody agrees, that יש טיימה סיימס בגיטו וזה כמעט נאי ואינס is no כמעט נאי מלרעיס all right, the first lotion in Ksuvas holds in Tachonis Chachon the Tachonis Chachon does not apply to Dush but by Gittin so מלרעיס certainly כמעט נאי ואינס is not a כמעט נאי so maybe it follows that Pitlat נאי The Aeneas is considered like him like that. Again, the Chloekes between the Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan is only in the case of Gushim. For Hanamu is a commandant, the Rabbi Yochanan is a badoidon, the Hosom Shinatov of Tomu, El Goy, in Gimel Gari, Shalom Yadri Al-Tai Yosh, Avodein Eslein, אבל הוכר שאולי שאולי מסקדש אסלון דייטו הרי מסכמת בקדושו אלו מכן ניתן לתנועי אבל כל שאולי נזכאי אף על אף על פי שנמאס עם משרד בקדושו ומשמע ניתן לו את רבי יחד ואף עוד אף לקדם החוק התרובן יעד מכן שלוקי ולא בתוכה משום דחוש לו אלו השם היו בבזן ובניס כאותו שלוקש ואז כאן הם כמקדש הסלווישן ויוחד של ישני יודמי בממזרס אבל בייסו היא גם זאת פרוונט פריקשן ופרובלמס but he held he wasn't חייזר so ממילא whenever there is a מחלוקת בין רבי יחן ובשלוקש so the הלוחס לא תבי יחן except in three הלוחס where he passed right to שלוקש אבל אבל בעיקר בשנות חודש. נאו יפתם אסתם בסלאם, יפתם אסתם בסלאם. נאו בשנבסס היא המסובס, מיישנס עם בני אוף דרור, הם תלמידי בן דידאו, בן קרסקס בן דידאו, די אחי לגמרי. די אחי לגמרי. They say that here we only say that Kimat Nai Beinus is not Kimat Nai. So then the Shaila is discussed. But Bitlat Nai Beinus is certainly not Kimat Nai. He's certainly not Kimat Nai. But the Ram says that once we say Kimat Nai, Beinus is no Kimat Nai, so Bitlat Nai Beinus, by Gershon, is Kimandol, in the Kimandol. But by Dushin is a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Vishlokish, and we pass on Rabbi Yechon with the Dushin is low Kimandol. Und bei Gerischen in Rabiechen und Gemeinde ist es gemeint.
Schau.
Now, I just said that Kimat Nai Beines is not a Kimat Nai Beise. So can be understood from two perspectives. It can be understood from the perspective of Ungelen. In other words, when a person in the bar gives a get to his wife, and he says, "Reise gitte ich in die Love, ich kann was welchen geben." So his Ungelen means, "Reise gitte ich in ani el yochel Love, ich sehe schon, ich bin geloh. But, in Goyuchal Love, ich sehe schon, ich bin geloh. Aus Leutiem gereicht. That's his intention. So it's considered as if he had started out. Suppose he started out in 15, so then there is no child. Suppose he says, Haria Tunja Reshe, in no Yove, we can, was Reshe Yei, the feel in no Yove, we can, was Reshe Yei. In the Shoshi, aber Eonus, the Yove in Shum She Eonus, in Shum She She Yechele, Lonti in Dorash. So we can say, Yeshtan is in the beginning, because even though he didn't start out, he meant that. He meant that. That's the Yeshtan. That's one perspective of how we can understand it. Time is in the The other perspective is, as Rashi says in English, on the basis of the general concept of Ranaralis Asdok, of Onus Rachmonetav, which implies not just the Zelsakosuv, that she is not, is too of onshi, that it's not her malicious gav, it's a mechanical act, it's not attributed to her, as her act as a gav. It's her head, it's her act as a chefze, not as a god. It's a mechanical act, like an act performed by a stone. So in Meila there is no kibbutz. So we can understand that. Not that. I didn't say it, I'm says it. It has to be explained. So, now there is a shayla. There is a locha of tnoi. So what's Noi? What's the Allah of Noi? That if a person Garish Nisha, Garish Nisha, makes him a Tireh, makes him a Toneh, and Gnai, so in Skyrim at Gnai, the Kinyan is Chal, the Girish is Chal, the Girish is Chal, Matoneh is Chal, the Girish is Chal, in his Batar at Gnai, the Girish, the Kedushin is Batar, the Girish is Batar, the Girish is Batar, the Matoneh. So that's the Pshat. Is the Kedushin at the very outset Yischal. But if the person is Mivatel the Tnai, so that is Mivatel the Kedushin. The Kedushin at the very outset Yischal. But the Bitla Tnai, the violation of the Tnai, that defeats the Gush. That is Mivatul Gush. That is Mivatul Gush. That is Mivatul Mechira. That is Mivatul Rabba. But at the very outset, it is Chal. As if there had been no point. But the Bitla Tnai is Mivatul the Chalitz. Or it's just the opposite. That is not Chal. The Kima Tnai. The Kima Tnai affects the Chalitz. What's the Pshat? Nachgeminis, it's not the semantics. Many Nachgeminis. Whether the Kinyan is Chal, regardless of the Tnai. But the Bitla Tnai is Mivatel the Kinyan. all just the reverse. That, that, that the Kinyan is, the Chaleis is contingent on the Kima. In other words, is the Tnai a condition preceding to the Chaleis? In other words, without the fulfillment of the Tnai, so there is no Chaleis, or the Tnai of being is not preceding to the Chaleis. It's subsequent to the Chaleis. Now it's how? I see there have been no Tnai. But the Bitla Tnai is the battle of the Chaleis. Is the battle of the Chaleis. So apparently, the Ran holds that it all depends. It all depends. If, let's say, now, let's say, why he's making this now. So in the case, in Sudan, now comes out in order. So he says, Areze Gite Yechim Lebosim Ikam Ba Lamge, Gemara tells, so Paskim Adar, Asime, he started to scream, I came. He didn't come. Why did he say, I came? Where did he come? He didn't come. In other words, why did he stipulate such a plan? After what? Is he crazy or something? He gives her a gift and he says, we should be in the ashes if I don't come here within 30 days. What is one thing to the other? But if he wants to divorce her, so let him divorce her. He doesn't want to divorce her. Let him not divorce her. Why, I mean, does he act in such a strange way? He's not crazy. He doesn't act in a strange way. He's divorcing her because he can't get along with her. But he's hoping maybe he'll reconcile with her. So he's trying his utmost. So he gives her a gift and he says, maybe I'll come back. That means I have hope that I'll be able to reconcile. So, but if I'm unable to reconcile with you, so then I want you to be liberatious. So he says, Hareze Gitechim Lubosim Tkam Adlamide. So his intention and his hopes is to believe that there should be a Bitla Gersh, not a Kiyama Gersh. But he doesn't know whether he'll succeed in reaching a settlement with her. So in no way gives her a get, and this not. I mean, that's the reason as to why he makes such a plan. Why is he tailored in his modern appearance and in 30 days? Why isn't he tailored on the fact that it will not rain in the Yemen beach? I mean, why is that event involved? Because he is hoping for a reconciliation, but he doesn't know whether he'll be able to reconcile with her. And he doesn't want to leave her just like that. Tony Bailey, so he gives her a gift. And then you'll see, he'll try to reconcile with her. And if he's able to reconcile with her, so then he'll make it his business to come back to the city within 30 days. And if he doesn't come back within the city for 30 days, it will mean he's unable to settle with her. So he wants to divorce her. That's why. So, in this case, where he makes it now, and hoping to have a bitla gersh, not that he makes it now hoping to have a kima gersh, but to have a bitla gersh, so then the Tnai is precedent to the Chaleis HaGersh. Then the Tnai is precedent to the Chaleis HaGersh. Because since he doesn't want to be out, he doesn't want to be out. But what can he do? I mean, it seems that there is a conflict between him and her, and he will. And it's very likely he will not be able to reconcile with her. So he has to divorce her. So mainly He gives her a get on the condition that the get should only be chal if he doesn't come back within 30 days. So since his intention is, and his hopes are, that there should be a little agresh, not a kim agresh, but he still gives a get on a t'nai, so then the t'nai becomes a condition that is preceded to the chalitza. But suppose he is in the Kaddish Anisha. I mean, it could be the same thing in Gerishin too, but I just want to mention an example where his intention is that there should be Kiyomach in there, not be Kiyomach. So suppose the case in which, and he is in Kaddish Anisha, and he has certain problems, because the Isha wants a certain sum of money. She doesn't want to get married without a certain sum of money. So, and the Isha wants that he should, that the Nisun should be employed shortly, not 2 years later or 5 years later. So, and he wants to have a Nisun, he wants that. But he doesn't know whether he'll be successful in carrying out the mission. Carrying out the mission. So he makes the mission, that's the case in Yerushalayim and in Gittin. Harayak with the Nesha's name, as Nas, She'etim Recho, Nomen Flame, is not Flame. That is Tehle and Red, because that's his problem. So the mayor, or our national council is monthly, by 30 days, I should be council. So that is his intention, that there should be a kilomatish. That there should be a kilomatish. A kilomatish. But he doesn't know whether his intentions would be realized. It's very likely he will not be able as much as he hopes from Kiyomakdushin. And the same thing could be by Gereshin. And by Gereshin, so the Ram says, both Chagirchanen and Rishlokish will agree that Unse is Loi Kemandorit. That Unse is Kemandorit, I'm sorry. That Unse is Kemandorit. Suppose he doesn't, in other words, he wants to divorce her. He wants to divorce her, but he can only divorce her if she'll get a certain sum of money. Otherwise he can. I mean, not that he can probably. He can, but because of his situation. So he couldn't. He feels it would be difficult for him to divorce her. To divorce her. So he says, Hariyat Migereshes, in Eton Chomon in Plone, Yisir Shreishmir. And he is interested in having a Kirmagersh. And his hopes are that there will be a Kirmagersh. There will be a Kirmagersh. But then, and he tried to get the money and so on, so he was able to give it to her within 30 days. Satisfy her, I mean, and then he'll be able to divorce her, but, and he couldn't. So in that case, by Gereshin, even Rabbi Yechanan would agree that Tunis is commander. Why? Because inasmuch as his intention is to have a commander, in the case in Ksube, so we see that his intention was to have a little agersh. And he hoped against hope that he'll be able to come to make an appearance in the 30 days, thereby being battled the Gersh. And he tried, but he couldn't. So he started to scream, Asine, Asine, because that was his intention, to have a victory. So there we say that Tinas Marches' intention was there to be like a Russian, so that night he is conditioned to sit in the Russian. But suppose his intention is to have a Kilmagiyash. And he hopes that he'll be able, to be kind at night and have a Kilmagiyash. But then he's an anus, he cannot have a Kilmagiyash. So then, since his intention was to have a Kilmagiyash, not a Kilmagiyash, so then it was the reverse. So then the condition becomes not a condition to receive to the place, but a condition like an act of nature, like an act performed by stone. When the wind blows it down on the head of a person, some melee, a chiumatnai venus is not a chiumatnai by the gavra zigavra. A bitlatnai venus is not a bitlatnai by the gavra zigavra. So, some melee that I'm saying, for the same reason that we say in the case of Xuris, that we begin to get to the God, and we say, Harei Zeteh, in the Gosim Kambadwamdi, and his intention, his hopes were that there would be no Gosh. There will be a big luggage. But again, at night, if I don't come, we will be very late, my boys. He is trying to come, to do everything in his power to move out of the Gersh. To move out of the Gersh. And, but, there was to move out of that night. But there was no Bitlat night. Against his will, there was no Bitlat night. There was a Kiamat night. So the Gemara says, Yishtan is not to be. It's not considered a Kiyumat Nai. Because since his intention to make it not was that there should be Bitlat Nai, so maybe the Nai becomes the Nai that is transcendent. And the Nai is transcendent to the Halayis, so that means that what will affect the Halayis, the Kiyumat Nai, the Gavra, what did the Kiyumat Nai, it was not done by the Gavra. It was done by the Gavra, by the person of the Hefze, not in the Gavra. So there was no Kiyumat Nai by the Gavra. And the Kiyumat Nai is a Kiyumat Nai preceding to the Kiyumat. So the Mele, the Gereshim, cannot be how. Masha'im came in the case that the Yoshalma mentions in Hitler. Yoshalma mentioned the connection with Gedushin, but so there we have Machlekes. But in the case of Gedushin, a similar example, the Ram says, so even the Gedushin would say, Unsekimandor, or Nunsekimandor. Because over there we do the case where the person is interested in having a Kiyumaget or a Kiyumakush, not a Bitlaget or Bitlaget. He's interested in having a Kiyumaget and a Kiyumaget. So let's take a case of Get, which only discusses Bush. So if a person is interested, is hoping against hope that he will be able to have a Kiyumaget, but he doesn't know whether he will be successful. And because of that, he makes it not. In one way, we come by searching in, and he hopes that he will be able to make it. He's going over seas, he's going to Australia. And he hopes he'll be able to come back from Australia. Maybe he does. guy is doing the kindness, and because of that he stipulates at night. So sin is the reason as to why he stipulates at night, is because he intends and he hopes to have the cumulation. So then it's just the opposite. So then the condition becomes not a condition preceding to the Holy Situation, but it becomes subsequent to the Holy Situation. So the Gerashim is how? But if he's in battle at night, then it defeats the Chalais. It defeats the Chalais. So since the condition is not a condition preceding to the Chalais, but the condition subsequent to Chalais, so then we apply the same wonders. So in other words, the Bittle at night has to frustrate the Gerashim, to defeat the Gerashim. So the Bittle at night by the Gavre, can defeat the Chalais. But the Bittle at night in a mechanical way cannot defeat the Chalais. So then it's Gimagod. So by Gerashim, Rabbi Yochanan would agree. But by Dushan he says, we cannot say that it becomes, Rabbi Yochanan says, it becomes, it is how. It is how, because his intention is to be kind, is to be kind to Gerashim. He hopes against all, that's his intention. What about her? Her das is also important. So maybe it doesn't become a condition subsequent to the Chalais. Even though his intention is to be adopted, is to be a kind of Dushan. But what about her intention? Because Dushan requires her das. This is what the Ram says. Rav Shimon Lokish Nidamlin Nidari Shema Tomo Im Mendozi Yechipaski Mavre Shem Masye Il Avni Shem Takante Shem Iskimu Shem Yerim Es Diviti Kidi Sebe Vishksubes Bochanam Unse Keman Dovi Virab Yechan En Sod Ado Lo Idome Son of us by Gereshin Rav Yechan En Ode Grim Vrishot But Leidome, the awesome Shinatova Tolu Elobei, in the game of the Garish, Eloi Yabo, Alt Navi Rotsen, Navi Dene Slei, Avo Hocheshu Yishoy Mimiskadesh, Sona Mitaito, Hare Inu Maskenu, Big Dusha, Avo Inke Mikai Mitnoi, Avo Koshen, so never mind his intention, his hopes, Artem, to have a Kirman Dushan. What about her? That's his intention. But she's also an intimate Sitradi, and her Das is also important. Abu Kosha in Sky, Abu Kisha in Israte, in Israte with Dushan, she is not Mishrat. That's the Pshatna. So this is the Pshatna from the perspective of the wonders of the Navi's Asdot. But we can explain it even from the perspective of the wonders of Umbelev. So in other words, let's forget the Navi's Asdot. As the Gemara says in the book, if you take the Torah Anu, the Navi's Asdot of here is made So he wants, whatever reason, that's the way he wants it, that the Gershon should be hal only if he doesn't come back with the integrity. So the reason is that the Gershon should be hal if he's able to come back and doesn't come back. But if he's not able to come back and doesn't come back because he's not able to come back, he wanted to come back, then he doesn't want the Gershon to happen. He doesn't want the Gershon to happen. So the same Emdener he can say inversely, the same Emdener, he can say inversely in the case of Harezi Gitei. Let's say we mention it by Gershon. So Chalmers mentioned it by the Gershon, so there is a Machlekes. So by Gershon, the Ram says, there is no Machlekes. But Gershon will agree with the Shlokish, the Tunzi's commander. In other words, he gives the gift to his wife, and he says, Harezi Gitei Chimove Visechlekes. So then, he says, and then he wants to come back, but he becomes sick, he cannot come back, he's confined to bed, and he was very eager to come back. So maybe we say that the same way we say there is an end, that when a person says how is it, he know of himself, that he means I'll be able to be and still I'll decide to be loyal. To be loyal. So here too the reason is when he says in love exercising, in achmit love exercising. The same way as we say there the reason when he says in loyal, he doesn't mean loyal. But he means, I'll decide not to come. So when he says, Harezi Gitech Imovei, he means, not Imovei, but Achlit Lovei. And he was Machlit Lovei. What do we do? He can say, maybe Harezi. What do we do? So it can be explained, the Ram can be explained from both perspectives. From the perspective of the Lombes of Ulus Rachman and Patra, and from the perspective of the Lombes of Umber. Of Umber. This is the chapter. Now let's see what other Rishon is. More so than Pesach and the Mitzvah is the Yam. You know, the expression Yam HaTalmud, especially Ksubis, is the Yam HaTalmud. It's called the Mafteach Chaskot Ksubis. So every Misach is the Yam HaTalmud, especially Ksubis. It's the Chaskot, so it's certainly Yam HaTalmud. And especially Pesach and Ksubis, it's a big Yam, I mean, can sink in the jam too if you're not careful. You can become drowned in the jam. So it is that you dive from dive. That you dive from dive in the first column, the third paragraph. Because of the shitting, we very early the rabbiza. Rabbi means rabbiza. I don't know what it is. In no sound vision, I think it's about me to her. In Goyal the Rabiza, in Nosan Dushu, the Omalo, in Bosi, in Kan, the Achleishin Yei, the Nenas, so in other words, now, so here it's a case, not of it, of a Kim at my days, but a big at my days, but by Dushu, not by here. In Nosan Dushu, the Omalo, in Bosi Mikan Vashreishin Yei Vinenas Vilebo. That's like the Gemara, the Yerushalmi in Gittin. Why doesn't he mention the Yerushalmi? Sikash. Vinenas Vilebo. In other words, he was Mikadish and Yishe and Itnai. If I come back within 30 days, And he wanted to come back, but he became sick. He didn't come back. So he's assuming, so he can have a time of stress and process. Seeing the Melanis, one thing I'll say here, by Kimak Melanis, in the Melanis, in Royal Vain conversation, in Royal Kimak Melanis. So Midrash say, the Gerish is not hard. But Midrabonon, the get is again. He should slew it. Why? Seeing the Lawrence and she's its way, so she'll be thinking maybe there was an illness. Seeing she's the illness of Jesus, so she'll refuse to get married. And that means she's not required to anticipate maybe there's not a future, there is no illness. So if he doesn't come, it means he was able to come and decided not to come. So the deal is she was allowed to get married, but she refused to get married because she is the erase of the Jews. She is in Israel. So she'll remain in Agune, even though the deal, she is not the Chuyedes to remain in Agune. So he says here too, no salvation be of our Lord in Bosnia and Kama. Pinenas the Lord, so it's mashma from the shite that I'm in the right level. So we have to say that we have to say Winse Chimandori as she is, but that's enough. Here he's talking, he's dealing with Dushin, and by Dushin there's a machlek, it's a dear hungry shlokish. The Ram says that Allah is Rabbi Yochanan, even though he instructs his daughters, they should be machmir like Rish Lakish if something like that happens to them. But that was because he wanted to obviate, you know, hardships, problems, friction, disharmony, and so on. But he was not here. So that's the Ram. But the Rabbi of the Shita and the Rabbi Shuda of the Shita of the Ram. So apparently we assume in as much as the Rabbi, there is an affliction between the Rechon and Shokish, and the Rechon, as he was dying, so he had in mind to instruct his daughters that they should act like the Shokish, that means that he was Chayzer. Now if Rechon was Chayzer, he can see it's the Shokish, so he had to pass it. Like the Shlokish. So on the Reise level, in Sinski Mandovit. So a little at night, the illness, is considered like Jima. In no sanctuation, the Amalo, in Bosnia, in Kami, Bossim come back, Shlishin Yom. The Minas Vilibo, suppose there was Mamish and Amos. So according to Shlokish, Unse is commander of it. Unse commander of it. So she is Nikodeshis. So, but there is a time of Snuots. Zim in the Lorots. Sometimes he's not on. So Mamele, if he's not on this and he didn't come because he didn't want to come, he decided not to come. So Mamele, she's not the Kadesh. Mamele, she's the terrorist to get married to somebody else, but she's a big snore, she's a Sadekes. And she's Cheshashes. Maybe he became sick. Maybe he had a heart attack. And he couldn't come. So Mamele, she refrains from getting married. So that means, on the right level, it's in Sinski Mandovit.
So she is considered Mekudesh. Even though he didn't come. Even though he's Mivatel, he sees the Tnai. But he didn't want to be Mivatel. She thinks maybe he was an honest. Some male should refuse to get married, so she'll remain an Abune. And he's not interested in her, they'll never come. She'll remain an Abune all her life. Some male, because of her, the honey should be in sake. That's what the Rebbe of Peshitta said. That even though I'm the right for her, so we should say, Nisa Kemandovi, then she should be. So she should be Kudeshes. So, she should be Kudeshes. But, because of its words, so it should be a kind of a politician made. So the male should be able to get married and she will not be an abode. So Zimu Lanisum is kind of trying to be Kudeshes. The Savarans, והרי הוא כמובן קדוש הקדוש של דיאגנה דיאסטה אינם מזינים דיאמיץ וקדוש הקדוש של דיאמרה לא יאמיץ כי לא נזכה עם התנאי ויאז לא ימין סבא יפקין רבון הקדוש בחי גבלה ויפו מבין סבא משסור ורבי ידשית עתיד ובעיתו so, has he suffered? so, ויפו מבין סבא משליח וביקוש מלטיקה only by get, so the Chachomim were not Gedushin, but by Gedushin, they were not Makia the Gedushin. What's this for? Manusha, if the Chachomim felt it necessary to be Makia the Gedushin, in case of get, when the Gedushin takes place, maybe 20 years or 30 years, that's a Gedushin. So, in that contingency, the Chachon decided to be Matkei Kedushin. Why shouldn't we be Matkei Kedushin? By Kedushin is where the Kedushin takes place right now. So, Bitzo says, by Get, this is more Shriach than by Kedushin. I don't know why, but that's what he says. So, the Rabbi of the Shita, I think it's about Ito. So, has his own. But, so the Sophie key is where there is Takonis Rachonim, or there is no Takonis Rachonim. Then the Kedushin should be bottom. But on the Raisa level, the Kedushin is Kaya. But maybe because of Takonis Nuez, the point says, the Chachonim were Matkia the Kedushin. But on the Raisa level, the Kedushin is Kaya. The Kedushin is Kaya. Some male that means that the Balmito agrees in the Sheet of the Ram. The Balmito in the Sheet of the Ram because the Ram says that the business time is not just so to be used to the Balmito and the because for the same reason that we say the rising that the Kimatrai is no Kimatrai. So on the basis of the same numbers, we should say that in Bitlatnai Venus is no Bitlatnai. Is no Bitlatnai. And by here she even Rabbi Yechanan did it. And Rabbi Yechanan is saying that it's not in some respect to Jewish. So the Balimitu apparently agrees on that. But where is the Ram says that by Dushan? So we passed like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Rish Lakish. So Baal Yito says, in view of the fact that Rabbi Yechanan himself instructed his daughters before his death that they should act like Rish Lakish, not like he, so that means he was Chazer. But he has his Sophie, but maybe the same way as Rachamim or Misakim et Akone. Were Misakim et Akone and were Makia Dushin in case of Gereshin. So maybe they were Misakim et Akone or Makia Dushin in case of Gereshin. Oh no, 1 second. That's what it is. But it seems that the Rebbe of the Shito, that's the Balito, because the Agon, why do I say Balito? Because the Agon is mainly mentions that
the Balmito has a suffix, whether we say that Takonis Nuris puts it by the so it's probably the same word. Aber a hohen Talmiden, die ich weiß, gehst du da und sau. Kosmo, I mean, sir, I don't want, I already explained it, and here we say that this halacha of Taina Sinus Begitin has no application, has no bearing on the Shaila of Unzik Mandor of Unzik Mandor. Because they are the Tnai was Niskai. What the anus? But here, the Tnai was Nisdaki Venus, so of course, there is no Kimmer. So in other words, the whole and the worst Talmud, the first is Nidaro, so, Achim. But the Balito agrees with the Shita Bar. Okay, now. All right, now. I think that you know from this Pasha, from the Rai Zedra. Kolam Kaddish, Kolam Kaddish, Yishua Al-Dad, שיניקו חכמים ישראל וישראל ומקשו שיהיו כיומים דושים לדברי חכמים ויותרים לדברי חכמים על דלגיתים שיכשירו חכמים ויעשירו רבנו לדושים שיהיו ביתת כל זה אחרון תנח ולמרב כזה כדיקות את זה כעסתו این کدیش بیدیه داده که دوشن نخواه مده یا بیالاسه شبی هفر بیالاسه این مده یا دیگه چه میدیره یا میدیره نیست این این بنتی اخلاس ایست که شعر این طلبان ما شمایتی کل غبی سای میفرشی کوریز کل غبی سای اصلا دازن سای but if you look up the morning بروداسه that man, that so there is Pirush Rabbi Yashin, he explained that. So Rabbi Yashin was not actually the Rebbe of Rashi, he was the Rebbe's Rebbe. So Rebbe's Rebbe is also considered like that. So that's why he says, Rabbi Yashin, the Rambam says many times, Rambam says that Piru Rabbi Yashin, the basic lady, the Migash, the Orif, many times. Now, the fact is that the Rambam was certainly not a Talmid of the Rif, but he was not even a Talmid of Rabbeinu to the Midrash. But the Rambam's father, Rabbi Maimon, he was a Talmid of the Midrash, and still the Rambam refers to Rabbeinu to the Midrash. This is the Midrash was the Rebbe of the Rabbis Rebbe, Rabbi Maimon was the Rabbis Rebbe, and the Rif was the Rebbe of the Rabbi of the Rambam's Rabbis Rebbe. So he called the Rabbi Isai. So in the same vein, Rashi calls Rabbi Isai Rabbi Gershon. But that's Rabbi Gershon. Rabbi Gershon is Perush in Borobasta. So, שומעתי כל רבי ישראל מפורשים מקודם כתקסתו בפגישים רבונמים יהיו אפשרים לתת חודר מזה לשובי צ'יחי צ'יחי מביא אתכם לכאורה לא מביא את זה לשובי כמו שכל סוג מתרשו כמו שכל סוג מתרשו לכל דבר ואיזה רבי So, two separate things. He confused one with the other. First he mentioned the Pshat of Chabei Sof, that's Chabei Yashi, Tena because we cast it because Keset is not in the right, he's not in the same. Actually, it's Chabei Yashi, but it's a Shetz Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't say it as Pshat of Gemara, but he says,
that that being star is in the Reise and Kesef is in the Reise.
Not the Rabbonim.
Here Rashi says the Rabbonim. But it doesn't mean the Rabbonim Amish Chasli Shol. He means in the Reise. And the Rambam doesn't mean Chasli Shol in the Reise from Amish. He means that the Rambam Shite, there are two categories of the Reises. There is one category of the Reise that is implicit in the traditional Likho, and there is another category of the Reise that is not implicit in the traditional Likho, that is deduced to the Midish Atir and Rashi Ben. So that's also the Reise, but it's a different category of the Reise. So it's not a question of semantics. It's there are certain halachas. In other words, there are two. The Rambam in our mitzvah says, because Chazal see all the time, in mikol itzim b'tshuvah. So that means that the drash is a different level of the drash. Otherwise, what does it mean in mikol itzim b'tshuvah? So anyways, what the Rambam means is that there are two categories of the drash. Both are Reises. Both are Mashmoyes HaKosu. But there is a Aloche of the Mikroism, okay? So there is the traditional Mikro. And then there is it Rash. There is it Rash. But not the traditional Mikro. Now, for example, let me mention a concrete example of the Mikroism of Shuvah. There's machleket between Rebbe and the Chachonim whether Krishna is recited b'chol Roshim or davke b'chol Kodesh. Rebbe says that Krishna can only say b'chol Kodesh, not b'chol Kodesh. And the Rabbanon say Shema b'chol Roshim shavu b'chol. So in any language, only possible on the Rabbanon, so you can kind of Krishna b'chol Roshim. So I would like to know, and I suppose you want to read Krishna in English. Read Krishna in English. I already had a child, about reading Krishna. So of course the thing is that you can, of course, I mean, that will be done in Krishna, so to be informed. But a Jew, let's say a Jew, who wants to say Krishna and doesn't know as yet how to say it in Russian Kodesh, and he wants to say it in English, by all means, he should say it in English. Yechides, not in Shul, has to show. That will be reformed. So the question is, how should he say it? Now I have a psak from my father. So, I mean, the father passed in dead long before I was born. 8 years ago, he passed in dead in the city of Haslavich. In the city of Haslavich, so there were a number of, I mean, you would believe, but 8 years ago, they were Jewish soldiers in Tsarist town who couldn't read a word of it. Couldn't read, but they wanted to daven. So they wanted to daven and say Krishna, everything in Russian. So they asked my father, how should they read it in Russian? So of course, even in those days, they had the Sidurim in Russian. I mean, long before Artsborn was in those days. So they had a Sidurim even in Russian. See, Artsborn has only Sidurim in English. But in those days, so they had Sidurim in Russian. You know, I mean, people do it. Perhaps the Lachas today, everything is done, you know. Be supim mchilis, but in those days, so everything was done, he has no rights. So the yesterday father can be daven in Russian by using the Russian Siddur. So my father knew exactly how it is in the Russian Siddur, So he said as follows, that you can see Tshuashma in Hashem as far as the Shmosri is concerned, you can say it in Russian completely, the way it is translated in Russian. Even in the Shem, they say it, Baruch Ato Hashem, or King, or King, or King, or King, or King, or King, or King. So you can say, I mean, in English it's say, the God of Avram, and Pitzrok, but Krishna, so you can say in Russian. But let's say, I mean, I don't know Russian, and you don't know Russian. So I'd say in English, let's say, according to my father's psak, so somebody have to say beside Kriya Shema in English, so you have to say like this. Here, O Yisrael, not here, O Israel, but here, O Yisrael, Adishem, Adishem, yes, to say Hashem, not God. Elohim, Hashem is Elohim. Adishem is one. You can't say God is our God and Adishem is one, because Hashem cannot be translated. Hashem cannot be translated. Not only Hashem is Shalakodish Boh. Cannot be translated. Even Shem is Mirodon, or Shem is of Mokim, cannot be translated. And my father told these Russian soldiers, when the same church day, and he had the Shem Rechichan Hashem, since he has come to the Arts of. So it's in English, it shouldn't say, I am the Lord thy God, the way it is written, even the Arts called Siddha. You see, I am the Lord thy God, Asher takes you, he delivered you out of Egypt. Egypt is not a translation of Israel. Egypt is a new thing. But Shema is a word that has a meaning. So can be translated. Israel, Egypt, what is Egypt to do with Israel? You know, it's like someone who is given a name, Moshe, the prince, and then he's given a name in English, Julius. So what is wrong to so in other words, so Israel should say, I am Adishem Elokeichem. It would sound ridiculous, I mean, if you decide that way, I mean, to the one who doesn't know the halachas, but that's the way my father passed me, and then we needed to call it in Russia. So, I am Adishem Elokeichem, who delivered you out of Mitzrayim, of the land of Mitzrayim, Zichron Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And I am Adishem Elokeichem. All right, then I'm listening, that's something else. And this can be translated. I don't know exactly how it's translated. So, I mean, truth, I mean, in truth, I mean, indeed truth. So, anyway, so, my father said, that's intuition. Why? Because intuition has to be recited Tichsovo. 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 So, Rebbe says, it cannot even be translated. The Adiosom, yeah. Rabbanan says, Shema v'choloshin shashu shemeya. But v'choloshin has to be a literal translation, not to paraphrase it. So a name, whether it's the Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Shema is Mirodon, so it cannot be translated. Let's say Yaakov, we say Jacob, that's not Yaakov. That's not Yaakov. Jacob is Jacob. Yaakov is Yaakov. Yaakov is Yaakov. So in other words, Moshe, we say Moses, that's not Yaakov. That's not Moshe. Moshe is Moshe. Moshe is Moshe. So in name cannot be translated. But as far as the Samotin is concerned, the Shemesh is concerned, and the Brochus of Krishna, to be similar, my father told the Russian soldiers, he can say it completely in Russia. Why? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, Yomi Nocho Michter. Yomi was a child. So the Chanachim wrote, Yomi was a Mishter. So Yomi Chachmoni, Yomi Daomi Kulo, Yomi Daomi. Now, Yomi Daomi Kulo is not a the master of the world. The master of the world. So the answer is, as far as Brachas is concerned, he doesn't have to be God Hashem. It can be a Kino too. So God is also a Kino. And the Rambam says in the Sanhedrin, Hashem is Shepirim Agoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Harein Kishor HaKino. The God in the Kao is Chavir HaKishem. So the Aloch means, he doesn't have to be Chayim HaKadosh. You don't have to be Kao's Chavirim, the Shem of the Shiva, Shem of the Shiva, you want a Kino, someone who can call as Chavirim, the Shem, he'll say, Hashem Kalecho, so the Chayim Malkes, so maybe Hashem is a good coil, Hagoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harein Kishor HaKinoyim. So, and by Brachas, by Tfilah, by the Chamozni, by Tzuri Zimre, by Trishme, so it can be with the Kino too. But Trishme has to be Kiksovo, in both B'choloshim, it has to be Kiksovo. So Mela, yes, it has to be translated properly. So a word that has a meaning can be translated. Shema can be translated into here. But Yisrael, in Israel, is not an exact translation of Israel. Israel is Israel, and Israel is Israel. So he has to say, he or Israel, Adishem is a king. Adishem, or maybe you could say, Adishem is a king, because the Muslim is our. So you can say, Adishem is our king. Hashem is our king. Adishem is one. Adishem is one. But Tfilah, he can say it may kill it. Now, but every word that has a meaning can be translated. But it is. Now, so the question is, let's say, in Trishma there is, Vishinantam Yuvanecha, Yibarta. So the Gemara in Dushin Darshan is, Vishinantam Yuvanecha, Shinoteva Mechudon Mifim. If somebody will have to recite Kriya Shema Yis, how will you tell me? To recite it. I just wonder how it's translated in art school. I never saw it. So, Vishinanto Necho, it's obvious that you should translate it when you recite it in English, so you shouldn't say it in English. And thou will rehearse it in your mouth. That will not be a true translation. Even though the drash is She, Yein Chudorim Lificho, but there's the drash in Chodom Yifichon. She in the Shal Chodom al Tidambi. But she is shown in Chodom she now comes. Thou shall teach to your children. She now comes to Mecho. Thou shall teach to your children. So, but suppose you'll say it in English, not thou shall teach it to your children, but thou shall rehearse it in your mouth. That will be in accordance with the drash of the Shinantum Vanecha Shiyotirom Chodom Yifichon. So of course, the drash is implicit in the Mashmoyus HaKosheva, but the Mikra is in Mikra. So in order to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Trishme, you have to say it in Shor Yishenes according to the Kiddush on the Torah, not according to the drash. I mean, that's very simple. Very simple. So Melee, the Rambam says, in view of the fact that there is a halacha of the Mikolitzin Bichitain, so that means that there are two categories of the Raises. There is a category of the Raises that is implicit in the tradition. And there is another category of the Raise that is not implicit in the tradition or what in the drash. So both are equally true, but and both are the rises. So if Shishish is in Zan, and if Dushin was Tristi and Shtar, so Shechaya was missing. He and they are Hamachya missing. And Mishish and Shishish from Dushin Kesser, they are equal in the way of missing. Because both are the rises. But one is in the rise in the traditional Mikvah, and one is in the rise because of the drash. Both are the rises. So he calls them in the same thing, but Chasmi Sholom, he doesn't mean in the same thing. It should not be equated in the same Sefer Sefer, in the same thing, as Chanukya and Mitzvah Gilead, there's in the same thing, because the best was Misake, and she can say, they were Chachonim or Misake, but here the Besefer means the same thing Darshan. So that has reference to that category of the rises that is not implicit in Shifra. So it's not just a question of semantics, like color this, color that. I mean, no, it's not a matter of semantics. It's altogether different. I mentioned the example. Let's say, Vishnantam Gamecho has two mashmoes, has two means. One meaning is Vishnantam, thou shalt teach to your children. And that's the meaning of the traditional Mikor. And then there's another meaning, Shivirotera Mikodomi. Thou shalt rehearse them in your mouth. It should be fluent in your mouth. That's also the meaning of Vishnantam Gamecho. But when you want to say it in Shalom Shemes, you have to say it in accordance with the meaning of the traditional Mikra, not in accordance with the meaning of the drash. And we have big machines. There is a lot of nishba and batra and mitzvah in Shvasha. Some of this is true, but we can learn. So it's not hard, not only it's not hard, it's hard not to smash Shvasha, but then it's not true. If some of the thing is true, not to be true, why not? Because it's Shvasha. And so, I'm not going to do that.